Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, February 12th, 2018. Today is Rose Monday, the most important day for carnival lovers in Germany. And Charles Darwin was born today in 1809. Today's International Darwin Day celebrates his contribution to science. The suspected drug trafficker Fatih Ben M was arrested by the Berlin police on Saturday night. The Tunisian man had used more than 20 aliases and already had evaded deportation to his home country four times. All measures will now be taken to ensure that the man is deported. The case stirred attention and highlighted gaps in German deportation laws. Police have to respect certain limits that criminals can also take advantage of. Ben M. was arrested for selling drugs at Warschauer Brücke on December 3rd and could be identified by his fingerprints, but had to be released shortly afterwards. The reason? Though the police in Saxony, where Fatih Ben M. was registered to live, had published a search request to identify his location, there was not an active arrest warrant in place. Florian Niedermeyer, the head of the Markthalle 9 in Kreuzberg, is working with other local dealers and traders to transform the Grossmarkt in Moabit. The nocturnal transshipment center for fruit, vegetables, and meat will be turned into a center for the new Berlin food trade, the new food economy. The concept was handed over to the Senate last week and is being called the, quote, wholesale market of the future and will be operated as a cooperative. The Markthalle 9 in Kreuzberg is successful with its high-quality organic products from the field and the stable. The 2,800 square meter hall is fully occupied by traders and makers. According to Niedermeyer, there was an increase of requests from craft suppliers, for example, bakers, butchers, roasters, and beer brewers in the last few years, and the current location in Kreuzberg no longer has space for growth. Johan Johansson, the Oscar-nominated composer of such films as Arrival and The Theory of Everything, was found dead on Friday in his Berlin apartment. He was 48. His Los Angeles manager said that Berlin authorities are investigating and that an autopsy would be performed. The cause of death, thus far, is unknown. The acclaimed Icelandic-born composer often blended electronics with conventional orchestras. He received Oscar, BAFTA, and Grammy nominations for his 2014 score for The Theory of Everything and won a Golden Globe that same year. 3 days before the 68th annual Berlinale, official ticket sales start today at 10 a.m. Tickets can be purchased online or directly at Potsdamer Platz Arkaden, Kino International in the Haus der Berliner Festspiele, and in Audi City in Kudamm. Prices will range between 4 and 15 euro. With very few exceptions, tickets can only be purchased 3 days in advance. The Berlinale will run from February 15th to the 25th. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.